I'd like to call the meeting to order, and if we could please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Mrs. Hagenbusch, can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Birch?
Present.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Weber?
Present.
Perfect. Okay, we're going to move on to item two, is the board report.
Okay, this is where we give an update of what's going on in our school buildings. So I'm going to start with what's happening at the primary. Over the last 2 weeks, the Kiwanis Builders Club from the middle school have been mentoring and volunteering with the kindergarten classes. We greatly appreciate the opportunity to work with the middle school students on a weekly basis. We would like to thank Dr. Russo, for her help in working with our little Panthers. We have also had a great start with working with 4 students from the Teacher Academy program in our preschool and kindergarten classrooms. We would like to thank the 4 Cities Compact and Mrs. Pletcher for sharing those students with our building. They have some upcoming dates we would like to share with everyone. December 6th and 7th is their holiday shop. December 7th is story time with Miss Mary from Norton Branch Library. And December 20th is their winter room parties for preschool and kindergarten.
Great. I'm going to move on to NES. Norton Elementary School was invited by the Ohio Department of Education to apply to be recognized for the National ESEA Distinguished School Program for showing exceptional student performance and closing the achievement gap. We were one of 11 schools in Ohio to be invited to apply for this program. Unfortunately, we were not selected as one of the 2 schools to receive the recognition, but we are proud to be considered for this recognition award. NES welcomed about 80 veterans at our annual Veterans Day celebration on November 10th. Veterans were treated to student presentations and music. Also, congratulations to the 3rd and 4th grade football team, Norton football team, as they won the Buckeye Youth Football League Championship. On to the middle school, some sports updates. 7th grade volleyball, girls volleyball finished the season with only 2 losses and came in 2nd in the Metro Athletic Conference. 8th grade volleyball won the MAC championship and went 2 seasons undefeated. Football had a good season with lots of growth, and cross country runner Gavin Supple competed in the middle school state cross country championship and placed 19th out of 167 runners. Pathway to Peace was nominated to attend the School Board Association Conference Student Achievement Fair in Columbus on 11/14. 2 of our Pathway to Peace project leaders, along with their advisors, talked to spectators about how the project came about from an idea and how it was developed. This was a great event and recognition for Norton City Schools, 4 Cities Compact, the Norton community, and Pathway to Peace project as a whole. The Turkey Trot was a success. It was cold. They had around 500 participants, with the winners from each grade receiving a turkey for Thanksgiving dinner. Norton Middle School raised around $1,000 that will be donated to Norton Aid. The Kiwanis Builders Club at Norton Middle School is collecting toys and gifts to donate for the holidays to Akron Children's Hospital and Rainbow Babies Children's Hospital. All donations must be brand new with tags. Please drop them off by Friday, December 16th at Norton Middle School. And finally, they have a canned food drive that will be December 5th through the 9th. Donations going to Norton Aid as well.
And now for Mr. Shaner at the high school. All sophomores attended the Camp Compact Showcase on November 10th at Barberton High School so they could get exposure to all of the programs the 4 Cities Compact has to offer. They've also coordinated with the Compact for any student interested in making a visit to a program to be able to do so by the end of December. There are a lot of exciting things happening in the Compact, and our current sophomores will begin scheduling those classes in January. Congratulations to Coach Kruger and our football team for winning a MAC title and finishing, arguably, our best season in school history, playing in the regional semifinals. Congratulations to our boys varsity bowling team for winning the preseason MAC tournament. What a way to kick off the season. And a message went out to parents regarding our mandatory parent meeting on December 6th for any student interested in completing College Credit Plus programs. This will be on December 6th at 6 o'clock in the auditorium. And once again, it is mandatory for any parent who will have a first-time CCP student next year. And I would like to add that Panther's Closet is having an open house at the high school, middle school, and NES on Wednesday, November 30th. The hours for the high school are 3 to 5 p.m. The middle school is also 3 to 5 p.m. and at NES is from 4 to 5. So for any families or students who are in need of a winter coat or any clothing items, please attend the open house, or if you have any specific need, you can contact Tracy Kalecki at the high school or myself through the Panther's Closet website or Facebook page. Sorry. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. Lots of good things going on. We're going to move on to item 3, Treasurer's Report, and Mrs. Hagenbusch is going to cover some highlights of the five-year forecast.
On the agenda this evening is approval of our five-year forecast. We are tasked to do this twice a year. We do one in November that estimates what we're going to spend for the next 5 years, and then we do one in May that updates that information for the same five-year period.
Me too.
I won't get into sorry. You can't see what I'm seeing. Still can't.
If only we had a technology person here.
Anticipating to receive $25,159,364. Out of that, the largest percentage of our income comes from the state funding. State funding, you've probably heard me talk if you've been at a board meeting about the Fair School Funding Formula, which was implemented last year. It was a two-year plan that's put in place to fund districts. We're assuming that that's going to move forward for future years. Right now, it's only a two-year funding formula, but because we have to make estimates for 5 years and there's nothing else in place, we're making the assumption that that's moving forward. So 44% of our funds come from there. You can't see my mouse either. I apologize. The blue is our real estate. That's property taxes that we receive in this line item. Also is Nexus Pipeline, which you've heard me talk about, and then also commercial real estate. That the new construction, everybody's driven by the golf course. They've seen the new houses out there. To date, we have 25 new houses that have been built and come online, meaning that they're on the auditor's website to collect taxes on them. That was $8 million worth of valuation for our district. So moving forward, we're assuming that that $8 million is going to be at least in the next, an additional $8 million, at least in the life of the forecast for 5 years. That's supposed to be 300, where did you go, Brian? So 300 homes plus some apartments in the back. So we're assuming that that moves forward. For every $1 million in new construction, it gives the district about $24,000 in revenue. So that's kind of something to keep in mind there. And then we talked about the pipeline. Again, that they appealed that thing through the courts a number of times. They're thinking it's going to be a 3 to 5 year decision-making process on that, but they have paid 58% of their funding. So that's in our calculations here moving forward. Our income tax, which is the little green slice there, we've passed that. We had one full year of collection, meaning it took a while for it to ramp up. We've collected everything for the full amount for an entire year. It's collected $600,000 more than what we had originally anticipated, and that makes up 7% of our funding in the district. And then we have other. That is payments that we receive from Medicaid for students where we have to pay for OTPT for them. If we have special needs students from another district, we can bill that district back. That money goes in there, it's fees and it's rentals. That makes up 8% of our income.
On the real estate taxes, we reference the golf course and say $8 million. Is that $8 million that goes in the budget or appraisal value of $8 million that the taxes?
I'm sorry, it's $8 million is a valuation on the homes that are there.
So we're not, we don't have $8
million? No, we do. Okay. No, I'm sorry if I said that wrong.
That's fine. I just wanted to know.
Yeah, for every $1 million in new construction, it's $24,000 to our budget.
Okay. Thank you.
Along those lines are expenditures. We're expecting to spend this year $25,096,615. The largest amount, of course, is our salaries and our benefits. We are a service industry. That's where our money goes, taking care of our students. That's where the largest amount of our expenses are. We currently receive money from ESSER grants. I'm sure everybody's heard about that. We are utilizing those mostly to pay for salaries for some new staff members. This year, a lot of their funding is in ESSER in fiscal year 25. So we're currently in fiscal year 23 because we're 22-23 and 23-24. So 2 years down the line, that funding is going to come back to our general fund, which is what we're talking about right here. That's in our forecast moving forward. Our benefits, that's our SERS, which is retirement for the district. And then our health care is in there. Our health insurance is one of the largest expenses that we have as far as benefits go. This current year, our increase was 4.6%. We have anticipated 10% moving forward. We're understanding that some of the contracts with the hospitals in the area are up for renewal with Anthem. Anthem's our provider, and we're hearing that some of those costs are going to go up, so we're predicting 10% moving forward. Our next largest is purchase service, which is the orange one up there. It accounts for 12.8% of our budget. That is our utilities, out-of-district placement for students, it's repairs, legal fees, OTPT that we have to pay for students, or nursing services. Those are in there. Again, it's a service, it's part of what we do. Supplies and capital, I don't know if you can even see that. That's 2.4% of our budget. That's tangible stuff. It's the books, it's some of the computers that we have to pay for, it's repairs to the buses, anything that you can touch is in that line item. And then other, mostly that is audit fees, because we have to pay to be audited every year, even though they tell us that we have to do it, and they come in and do it, they still charge us for that. And then they charge us fees for tax collections. That's the largest amount in that line item there.
So the ESSER, you highlighted it, but that is state funding that was given due to COVID for safety, health, and wellness.
Correct.
So, because we've had a lot of questions about, we just got this money.
Yes.
We are spending it.
ESSER, yes. ESSER gave us very distinct things that we could use it for. One was continued operations. One was for distancing of students. One was for health needs that we needed. If it was safety, masks, that kind of things. We used it for some door repairs because that was ventilation. And then catching students up was our biggest one. Learning loss is what they call it. So we were able to purchase our math textbooks through there. We have a new math adoption this year, K-12. So those books were purchased with ESSER funds. And then any staff members, I said we used it for staff members. It's those staff members that we brought in to help catch the students up. The ones that weren't in school for a long time, they kind of need a little bit more support. They all need more support. So we're using that to fund those dollars. Most of those positions, like I said, we're looking forward to keeping them so they'll come back into our general fund budget. But those numbers are not reflected here until fiscal year 25.
Yep.
And this is a snapshot of our forecast. The numbers that I listed normally are all spelled out on here, but this is just a quick snapshot. We have a beginning balance of $4.2 million. We're looking at bringing in $25,159,000 this year, spending $25,096,000. That leaves us $62,000 as the carryover this year. So going in with the $4 million from before, we have $4.3 million at the end of the year. And that's just moving forward with those assumptions that I've told you. The line that's yellow is whether we brought in more than what we're spending or are we spending more than what we're bringing in. And the large increase, like I talked about in fiscal year 25, is when the ESSER funds come back in. Those are line items that we have to look at, but again, with some of the assumptions we made with state funding, that changes. Our real estate is moving forward. Like I said, we've only put $8 million into that increase in valuations. So moving forward, that's what we're looking at. We start looking at levy, and I'm not saying we're going for levy, please don't take it at that, but somewhere along the line between fiscal year 25 and 26, we start talking about, do we need a levy? Do we need to look at some of the expenditures that we're making? It's just something that we keep on track with. Again, 4 years out, and we don't know what the state funding is going to do next year. It's just a target for us to look at and something for us to stay on track with. And if anybody wants to see the details, I'm sure I'm not way overboard on this, and I'm sorry. Please call me. You're welcome to come in. I'll sit down and go through them line by line with you. I kind of get into some of this stuff, and I enjoy it, so I would be glad to go through that if anybody wants to come in and talk with me about that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Liz.
Thank you, Mrs. Hagenbusch. Okay, we're going to move on to item 4, superintendent reports.
So I just wanted to highlight 3 things that are kind of going on in the district, have happened in the district. The first one is on November 23rd. I know a lot of our students out there are excited. Tomorrow's your last day at school, right? And then Thanksgiving break and you're rolling. We've got our teachers are coming back actually on Wednesday to do a little learning of their own. We have a professional development day, which we're kind of really excited about. We've switched it up this year. We actually have our teachers, our administrators, our central office personnel who are actually teaching sessions to the rest of our staff about topics that interest them, great things they're doing in their classes. So we're really excited about this. They have 5 sessions they can attend, and just looking at some of them, there's probably over 40 activities they could choose from. So staff had the opportunity to choose their day. They're responsible for showing up. So they got to check in just like our students do to go to class, take attendance, and then we'll get through Wednesday and they will be off into a turkey coma with the rest of them, America.
Awesome.
So we're excited about that. I just wanted to throw out a thank you to Sweet Henry's, Kristen, the owner. She was gracious enough. I approached her with this idea about coming out and meeting the general public at Sweet Henry's. I was a little nervous. I poured coffee for people. I did not spill a drop on anybody. There were some close calls. But everybody was very welcoming and very polite. It was a great experience just to see a different group. You run into parents, you run into kids, you run into teachers, but sometimes you just don't see those people that have different opportunities. So I spent a couple hours there, and I want to thank the people that came out and supported me. And
you were not nervous. You were in your element.
I was in.
Yeah, he was in his element. It was fun.
Well, there was an agreement with the other servers that I was going to take a cut of the tips, and I got nothing. So I quit that job. I couldn't take it anymore. So again, I want to thank Kristen and everybody who came out and support. It was a nice environment. I do want to recognize 4 retirements that you're going to see on the books. 2 of them, Rod Lyons, who is a custodian here at the middle school, and Keith Bowersox, who is in our maintenance department. The reason I want to mention these individuals, these 2 guys, they went to school here. As soon as they graduated, they got jobs here. They've been working in this district, both of them, for over 35 years. So they have spent the majority of their lives working and learning in this school district. So I can't thank them enough. They're wonderful individuals, and they're going to go off and live the high life now. But what dedication. If you really put it into perspective, those 2 guys have been almost 60 to 65 years, and all they've known is these buildings and these kids in this community. So it's awesome. The other 2, Pam Tritt and Jackie Fletchler, the reason I have to say them is they work in central office. So they have been extremely welcoming to me. And they are retiring. Then again, maybe they're leaving because I did come in. I'm not exactly sure what the correlation is, but as soon as I came in, they handed me their letter. Great ladies. It's been a pleasure working with them. I know that Denny, Angie, And Amy and Stephanie will miss them greatly. So I wanted to congratulate them on the next phase of their lives and all four of them someday.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, we're going to move on to item 5, student recognition.
I will jump right into this. I've had a personal request not to do Mr. Shaner first. He will be last. So, Mr. Morris, you're up. We're going to go primary first.
Thank you.
Ms. Snowden doesn't have a dog, so she's not special today. Last time she brought a dog, for all those who missed it.
So I have the pleasure to introduce two ladies this evening, Sloane Handel and Mrs. Cindy Addis. And I just want to say, you know, Sloane is an amazing young lady, super polite, best smile in the world. You know, a friend to all, whether that's inside the classroom, outside the classroom, at recess, just overall outstanding young lady. So anxious to see what she does over her career in Norton City Schools, but just an amazing young lady.
She is very enthusiastic about learning. Every day she comes in with a smile like this, and she's very helpful. The other kids, she's well-liked by everyone else. And one of the big things is that she treats classmates and staff with respect. She embraces all those that are different, and she's willing to help in any way that she can with them. And so that's one of the big reasons that she helps with the others in the classroom. So that's why she is my student of the month this year.
Congratulations.
Keep smiling, Sloane. Keep smiling. Mr. Sackett's up.
We are here to celebrate our Norton Elementary Student of the Month, second grader Emma Salzwimmer, and her teacher, Haley Myers. Emma, when we told her, probably had the most adorable expression I've ever seen. It reminded me a little bit of Home Alone.
What?
And she really had no idea, you know, like often they students don't really understand what's so special about them when they come in and do everything that you're supposed to every day. So Ms. Myers, what you do, take your time and help them understand why she's so special as a student of the month.
Well, she knows she's special in my heart, right? That's nice. I could say a whole lot of things about Emma, but I tried to narrow it down. I was thinking about it all day, and I was watching her all day today and thinking about like what the top three qualities were. And first and foremost is she's kind. And to me, kindness outruns and outlives anything else in this world, because we live in a rough world. And when you come in the classroom and you see a kind kid like this girl, and she's got a smile on her face, and she builds others up, that's pretty impressive to me. She's also a very hard worker. She's not afraid to ask for help. She's bright, but not everything comes super easy, so she works hard and perseveres through the moments that she doesn't completely understand something, and I admire that about her. And she also has a really great sense of humor. This kid makes me laugh. Like, she tells me stories about things that go on at her house, and her family, sorry, mom, dad, grandma, your stories are the best. You crawling up in the McDonald's playland tube. Like, I love it. I love these stories. I live vicariously through her stories of her grandparents because y'all are doing an amazing job loving on this kid. I just think she's remarkable, and I feel pretty honored and blessed that I get to be her second grade teacher.
That's right. Emma, you're a superstar.
Emma, congratulations, and I would be remiss because I will forget, there are signs over here for all of our students of the month. Please don't forget to take them, because if you don't take them, I have to carry them back down to my office.
I'll just pretend my kids that, not put it.
Right. You are not allowed to take one. All right, Mrs. Snowden, you're up.
I have two. We're going to start with Jordan. He is our student of the month this month. wait for Jordan to come up. This is Jordan Crothers, and I am new to this. I was new last year to this building, but this young man has stood out to me from the very beginning. There is something so special about a middle school boy who is as kind and well-mannered and hardworking as Jordan. He gets out of the car every morning and says, good morning. He'll ask how we're doing, and the girl, and that's very rare. Most mornings, a middle school student, you say good morning, and they just keep walking. but this one stops, and then he'll talk to us and say good morning to us, and he's just remarkable. I am going to let Mrs. Bruce talk a little bit, because she did nominate Jordan.
And I did write notes down because I knew I would forget him. So I've had the pleasure of having Jordan in my class for 2 years now. I had him last year in seventh grade, and I also have him this year in eighth grade. When I nominated Jordan at our team meeting, before it almost left my mouth, everyone was like, yes, he deserved it. Like, it wasn't even a question. There was no hesitation. All of his teachers agreed that he absolutely deserved this award. So he comes into class every day. He's prepared, ready to learn. He's very quiet in class, but again, you know that he's always sitting there listening, you know, taking everything in, always willing to, you know, work with others, ask for help, and he never complains about anything. He takes what you give him, he works, he tries his best, and that's really important too. So just an extremely hard worker. This, going off what Mrs. Stone said, he treats his teachers and his classmates with respect, and is one of the nicest students I think I've ever met. And I've been here for, this is my 11th year. So he consistently asks his teachers every day how their day is going. He is in my class at the end of the day, and I would say almost every day, you know, he's the last one to walk out of class and says, you know, how was your day today? Like, almost every day. And it's just really nice to have that person in your class, you know, he really does want to know how your day is. So a couple other things that I wanted to point out. He's quick to tell us about classic cars that he loves and going to car shows with his grandpa, and we love to hear those stories. And, you know, overall, he's just been such a pleasure to have in class, and he strives for success. He works very hard. Again, even at times when it doesn't come that easy to him, he always is willing to work harder. So he's very kind, caring, hardworking. And I know I'm trying to do this quickly for you, Jordan, because you don't want to see it up here. But I could not be more proud of him, and I think that he definitely deserves this award. And congratulations.
Okay, and then secondly, Becca, come on up. We have been trying to give Becca Nichols her Student of the Month from what, September?
Yeah.
So third time is the charm. This girl was too busy playing volleyball and being awesome on the volleyball court. But she's also an amazing student. She got a perfect score on her math OST last year. And that has, you know, a lot to do with intellect, but even more to do with hard work and the willingness to put in the effort all the time in class and then again on that test. Mrs. Wheatley was going to come in September to present. She could not be here today, but in true Mrs. Wheatley fashion, she has prepared a video for us today, which we'll watch now.
Good evening to the board and to everyone in attendance. Becca, I apologize that I cannot be there tonight, but we could not let this go any longer, so I'm just going to share what I had written up for you. I had the pleasure of meeting Becca a few years ago when she shadowed a friend at Norton Middle School. At that time, Becca was not enrolled as a student here. As a teacher, you always think about your day. What went right? What needs some more attention? After her visit in the classroom, I thought, boy, I either stood out or scared her to pieces. I know I can be pretty intense with excitement, and it's not a good fit for everyone. However, Becca showed up last year in my sixth grade math class. That's correct, I said last year. Becca is not currently in my class. This student of the month is extra special. Her team of sixth grade teachers nominated her last year, but the timing never worked out for us to actually present her with the Student of the Month award. But she left such an impression that we requested to do it again this year. My year with her was nothing short of amazing. She is an all-around model student. Her homework was always complete. She was always prepared for class, always study for assessments, kind to her peers, an active participant during class, and the list goes on. But I am so glad we waited for this deserving honor. After I got my Ohio State test scores from my previous group of sixth graders, my heart stopped when I reached Becca's. I have been teaching for a little while now and have had numerous very intelligent students in my presence. But if my memory serves me correctly, Becca is the first one of my kids to score a perfect score on the sixth grade math test. Although her academic success is top notch, her morals and values are just as superb. She is an all-around amazing kid. I am not sure how I got so lucky to be chosen as Becca's sixth grade math teacher, but I am so thankful I was. All of my students are a blessing to me, but Becca was the bright light my teacher heart needed in the midst of some uncharted times. I have no doubt we will hear her name a lot as she continues her journey through Norton City Schools. She is off to do great things, and I am so excited to see it. Congrats, Becca, on a job well done.
Mr. Shaner, he doesn't need an introduction. He just rolls up.
Save the best for last. So every month we have both a student of the month and a career tech student of the month. This is Juliana Lovis. She's a senior at the high school. She is our November student of the month. And this is Maddie Rakowski, and she is our career tech student of the month. So I'm actually going to start with Maddie here for just a second. So if you see Maddie, she has this crazy personality, because when you see her around the school, she doesn't really talk a whole lot. I don't see her talking a whole lot, but you put her in any kind of element where she's in an entertainment arena, she is lights out. So if you got to come and see the play at all, she was in the Green Show at the beginning in her orange suit, kind of looked like Dumb and Dumber, yeah, and it was amazing. So she kind of emceed that part. She was wonderful, but she is in the media communications program over at Wadsworth. And anytime we talk about career tech, but really in general, all the way around, what we want from high school students is to find their niche. And you want to talk about someone who has found her niche and the ability to create films, and the media presence that she has is amazing. So just to give you a real quick example, and I know that you hold down a job at Rite Aid. I know that you plan on going into the film industry and have some independent films lined up for when you graduate. But to give you an example, a couple weeks ago, well, a month ago or so, Mrs. Pletcher had posted on social media this video that was made for her new compact program, the Teacher Academy at the high school. And as soon as I watched it, it was a couple minutes long, and as soon as I watched it, like, I immediately texted Mrs. Pletcher and said, "Who made that? Like, that was amazing. Who made that video?" And she's like, "Maddie Rakowski. It was amazing. She's amazing. I can't wait to work with her again." And what she is able to create is nothing short of amazing. So I really wish her luck in the future. But, you know, I can tell you, Maddie, as much as I've ever said this to any kid in high school, and I've been in Norton High School for 23 years, you are in the right path. Like, what you're choosing to do is right up your alley. So congratulations to you. And then this is Juliana Lovis, and so she's captain of the soccer team, she's in National Honor Society, Key Club, you name it, she's in it. I have a story to share real quick about her, and then I'll let Ms. D talk here. So just kind of give you an idea of the kind of kid she is. So I asked Mom if it was okay to mention. So Juliana, she's really close with her younger brother. Is he middle school age? Oh, that's right. He's really young. Yeah. That's right. And so he has kind of an autoimmune disease, I guess we'll say, or deficiencies. And so when we got into beginning of last school year, Mom had contacted me because The family, as you can see, mom, Juliana, still wear masks all the time. They are in a situation where they have to be extra special careful. And so mom had contacted me. Younger brother, of course, with his age, was not able to have a COVID shot yet or anything. And so mom was wondering if we could do something for Juliana. Now, being a great student she is, and we being in an industry that we are always going to be there for kids, wanted to know if it was okay if she stayed at home and worked remote. And of course, I knew that that wasn't going to be a problem because she's amazing. So as part of that then, fast forward a couple of weeks, and I go in to observe Mr. Reinhardt. And I'm sitting in the class, and all of a sudden, there pops Juliana up on the screen. And what was amazing is we were in the middle of a spirit week. It was probably right around this time last year. And we were in the middle of a spirit week, and here's Juliana pops up on the screen, and she is in full attire, sitting in her bedroom at home in the spirit of the day. I don't remember what, do you remember what it was that day? I think you had like some stuff painted on your face and like.
I think it was like dresses your favorite Christmas character.
Yes, that's what it was. And so there she is, I'm thinking like, what an amazing kid. She's involved in the class, the conversations, everything else that's going on. But of course she's sitting in her living room, but she wants to be a part of the school days as much as everyone. So I'm sure that is not a shocking story to you, Ms. D. So I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah, you just stole my thunder, but that's okay.
Oh!
I should have gone before you.
Yes, you should have. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just kidding. So last year, I got the pleasure of, I teach psychology, sociology, world history, and I had the pleasure last year of having her for psychology and sociology. And Mr. Shader came and talked to us at the beginning, talked to me at the beginning of the year and told us about the situation. And I got to tell you, after teaching online, basically a year, I was a little hesitant, you know, just to be honest, you know, because so many kids, you know, just, it's easy to lose your attention when you're sitting on the screen, you're not focused. And so I wasn't sure what I was gonna get with Juliana, but I was pleasantly surprised. I mean, she was online before I signed on every time in the morning, and there would be some days last year, Mr. Shader knows, I come from Canton, so I can't come up 77 and I'd get stuck in traffic a couple times. She would actually text students in my class and say, Miss D and Sion, like, what's going on? Like, I'm not in class, like, what's going on? And so this girl is, she is just something special, I'm telling you. I have the pleasure of having her this year in AP Psychology. And like Mr. Shader said, one of the things that stands, there's two things really that stand out to me about Juliana. First thing is her work ethic, and her intelligence goes with that. She's stinking smart, super, super smart. I mean, her IQ, I'm sure, is higher than my IQ. But secondly is what he's just talked about. Like, I've had a lot of smart kids in my 23 years here.
We came at the same time.
We came the same year. But she stands out to me because she is not just intelligent, she is sacrificial. And sacrifice is not something you see in tons of, I'm not saying that there aren't any, but there's just not a lot of selflessness that you see in a lot of high school kids. And she is kind of just a testimony of selflessness with her brother, just putting others before herself. Just like some of the other teachers have said, she's just a great all-around kid. Kids like her. She's just friendly. She's super respectful to me, but she's not afraid to ask questions. She's just a great kid. So I feel very blessed and very fortunate to have had her this year. So thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, we are going to take a short recess just to congratulate the students of the month. If we could have all the students just come up here real quick for a picture with Mr. Farson, and certainly you're welcome to leave if you want after the recess, or you can stick around. Okay, we are back in session. Before we get into public participation, Mr. Farson left something out of superintendent report.
I did. Two things I want to mention, and the first one is Mr. Sackett's got his Thanksgiving Day parade tomorrow at 2:00. So make sure you're there. They're blocking off streets. No, they're not doing that. So I know the kids are very excited. They made their float, so that'll be a good time. I wanted to take a moment and thank three people I talked about the PD day earlier, and these three individuals really ran with the idea of what we wanted to do with PD day, and it would not look the way it does right now without their ability. So Mrs. Wagler, Mr. Oswald, and Mrs. Oliveri, thank you very much for your help. I can't say enough how much I appreciate how you've welcomed me into the central office, and it's been a pleasure working with you. And it's nice when you can have an idea and you've got great people that will run with it and do a great job with it. And the three of you did an outstanding job. So thank you very much.
This schedule is great, by the way. Yes.
Okay, we are going to move on to item 6, public participation. Community comments are one way for citizens to communicate with the Board of Education. When you are called upon, please stand, state your name, address, and topic. Each person is allotted 3 minutes until the total time of 30 minutes is used. Persons desiring more should follow the procedure of the board to be placed on the regular agenda and are limited to 5 minutes to speak as time permits. Remember, this is a formal and official meeting of the Board of Education, and what you say becomes part of the official meeting report. If your comment involves a problem with a student, employee, or board member, please do not address them by name. Keep in mind, we're in the meeting of a schoolhouse and possibly in the presence of students. At this time, the primary role of the Board of Education is to listen and reflect upon your comments. The board will not respond with action, but will take comments under advisement and direct the comments to the appropriate staff member to address outside of this board meeting. Please do not use individual employees' names in this forum. We do not have anybody signed up for public participation. Do I have anybody that would like to speak? I am seeing none. So we are going to move on to item 7, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? I would like to make a motion to remove item 12, executive session, which would make adjournment item 12. We already did it on the, are we doing it?
I thought we were doing it.
We can, there's a couple things.
I don't motion to executive session.
Motion fails.
Motion fails.
Take it back of a second.
I take it back.
Can't let me erase this.
No get backs.
There you go. Darn it. No. Okay, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Agenda stays the same. Item 8, board business. Can I have a motion to approve minutes, items A and B?
So moved.
Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve treasurer recommendations item 10 A through D?
So moved.
Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Any discussion?
Oh, I'm sorry. Any discussion?
I was just going to add, nice job on the explanation, Stephanie. I thought was helpful for the public to understand. I mean, not everybody understands, but to see our budget and where it comes from and where it goes. So thank you.
Thanks.
Yes,
you guys want to do it again?
Next year.
Well,
May.
I'm skipping things,
May.
So yeah. Can I have a motion to approve?
We did that.
Yeah, sorry. Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes. Three votes.
All right. Item 11, superintendent's recommendation. Can I have a motion to approve personnel retirement, resignation, leave, termination, letter A, items 1 through 7?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none. Can you please call the roll?
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve class and I personnel, letter B, items 1 through 2?
So moved.
You guys are really good.
Second.
Whatever.
Can you please call the roll?
Do you want to talk?
Oh, any discussion? Seeing none, please call the roll.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Burt?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve substitutes items C and D?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Burt?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve stipends items E through H?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Can you please call the roll?
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve camp invention items I through K?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve non-renewal fall supplemental contracts for extracurricular positions? Item L.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve increasing the transportation assistant hours from 5.5 hours to 8 hours?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve consent agenda items N through S?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion for an executive session to discuss employment of personnel and purchase or sale of property?
So moved.
Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. We are now moving into executive session. We are now out of executive session. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion is adjourned.